فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا.
So by knowing the letters of Arabic language, the Arabic language letters are 28 or 29 sound. Difference of opinion between the scholars Al-Khalil Al-Farahidi and Sibawi. So the Arabic language, when we say the letters, they have a makhraj, they have a pinpoint where the of articulations. Where do they come from? Let's take an example. The letter ba, it comes from the lips. How did we know that? The ulama have exercised an experiment with the lips by saying the sukun, putting the sukun on the ba and starting with the hamza and saying ab or ab. We found out that the sound of the ba ends by closing the lips and making that sound, but the echoing, the extra quality coming with this letter, it's called sifat. So the makhraj is to know where does this letter and the sound comes or starts from. Then the quality is that echoing or that smoothness, hardness, heaviness, empty mouth, full mouth, the heavy style of the letter. So that's called sifat, or it's called the qualities of the letters. We are going to see in details the makharij and the sifat, but tajweed is to know the makhraj of the letter and the sound. Say, for example, the letter ba comes out from the lips. If you say ab, but what is the quality? The quality is qalqala, the quality of qalqala, that is making that sound with an echoing by saying ab, al-wahhab, and so forth. So, letters, makharij, sifat, the qualities. So now, what is Rasmul Qur'an? Rasmul Qur'an is the script of the Qur'an, how it was written in the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the beginning of early Islam, that the Qur'an was written without any orthography or without any shakl, which is fatha, dhamma, kasra, or the points, which is the dots, nuqta, or tajdeed. The ulama have also discovered that when you read the Qur'an and stop at certain words in the Qur'an, the word may be the same somewhere else in a different ayah, but it may also be different somewhere else in the Qur'an. Say, for example, the word kalimat or ni'mat. So ni'mat, you may say ni'mah with ta marbuta, closed ta, and you may say ni'mat. That's different locations in the Qur'an with different verses on the Qur'an. So this is called Rasmul Qur'an, to know how the alif was written, how do we say the ya, and sometimes you say yuhyi with the mad of the ya, sometimes yuhyi, you stop at it. So knowing Rasmul Qur'an, because knowing Rasmul Qur'an will let you know how to start the words of the Qur'an. Now what is Al-Waqf or Al-Ibtida? Ibtida in Arabic language means to start. How do you start words in the Qur'an? Sometimes it can be a test from a sheikh. It can be knowing the simple grammatical words, how to start a word in the Qur'an, either a noun or a verb. But we will have, inshallah, this later on in advanced tips and techniques. But we are talking now about the waqf. This is a simple matter of waqf. By reading the Qur'an, every Muslim who recites the Qur'an must know how to stop. The Arabs usually stops at the sukun. Ab, ad, af, aj, ah, akh, aw. Sukun, and not with the haraka, which is the vowel, the short vowel, such as ba, bu, bi. So if you say the isti'adha, you do not say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. You would say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, with a sukun of am. So this is one of them. But there are more details. We will talk about the waqf, inshallah. It's coming on the next episode. For the next time, inshallah, we're going to see what is the history of this knowledge of ilm al-tajweed. When did it start and who wrote in this ilm al-tajweed among the scholars? So I hope you have enjoyed this tajweed podcast. So inshallah, check my website and check my blog site and leave a comment. We will be very happy to hear from you. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
هنيئا مريئا والداك عليهما ملابس أنوار من التاج والحلى.